Welcome back, everyone. Today we're going deep on oil. I
Or,
know it
yes.
may not sound that exciting, but we've got some sources here that explore all kinds of stuff about oil.
Really interesting stuff, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how it forms,
Okay.
what it means for geopolitics, and the economics of it all.
And you know what? It all ties back to us here in Deer Park, which is really cool.
Oh, absolutely. Global oil markets have a huge impact on our local economy here.
Totally. So to start off, let's talk about something we all think we know,
Okay.
that oil comes from fossils.
Right. Dinosaurs, ancient plants.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah.
But our sources suggest there might be another theory.
That's right. There's a group of scientists who believe in what's called the abiotic theory,
Okay.
which basically says that oil forms naturally deep within the earth.
So no ancient swamp creatures involved.
Nope. No decaying organic matter needed, according to this theory.
Wow. That's pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
So what does that mean for us here in Deer Park?
Well, if the abiotic theory is true, it could mean that Texas is sitting on a way bigger oil reserve than we thought.
Really?
Yeah, potentially even renewable.
Wow. So this could totally change things for jobs, for the economy.
Exactly. It could change our whole energy future.
Right here in Deer Park.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got this theory that oil might be more plentiful than we thought.
Right.
But then there's this whole idea of peak oil,
Yeah, peak oil.
which basically says that global oil production will eventually peak and then decline,
Exactly.
leading to all sorts of problems.
Yeah, like economic chaos, social unrest.
Yeah, exactly. So how does that all fit in?
Well, peak oil gained a lot of traction back in the 1950s
Okay.
with a guy named M. King Hubbert.
I am King Hubbard.
Yeah, he predicted that U.S. oil production would peak in the 1970s,
But
but
that didn't happen.
nope, U.S. oil production actually kept rising after the 70s.
So his prediction was totally wrong.
It was. And there have been other failed predictions too. Like the limits to growth study in 1972, they said we'd be out of oil by 2003.
Clearly we're
Not
not.
even close.
So maybe we're not running out of oil anytime soon.
Maybe not.
But that doesn't mean we can just keep burning it without consequences, right?
You're absolutely right.
So let's talk about the environment,
Yeah.
specifically the whole global warming debate.
Ah, yes. Climate change.
Damn.
It's a complex issue.
It is. There's a lot of back and forth about how much humans are really contributing to it.
For sure. And there's also a lot of debate about what we can do about it.
Right, like we hear about wind farms as a solution, but are they really the answer?
Well,
I mean, have you seen those things?
yeah.
They take up so much space,
They do.
and they can be dangerous for birds.
That's true. They can harm birds.
And they're not exactly pretty to look at either.
Yeah, they can have a big visual impact on the landscape.
Right. So are they really the best option?
It's something we need to think carefully about.
Especially here in Deer Park.
Especially at the local level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do we balance our need for energy with our need to protect the environment?
It's a tough question.
It is. It feels like walking a tightrope.
I think that's a good analogy. It's
Yeah.
about finding that balance.
Exactly. So what do you think? What can we do?
Well, I think the most important thing is for people to stay informed,
Okay.
educate themselves about the issues, and then get involved.
Like how?
Attend city council meetings,
Right.
participate in community discussions about energy and sustainability.
Got it. So we can all have a voice.
Exactly. Your voice matters.
Okay. So we've talked about the science of oil.
Yeah.
We talked about peak oil.
Right.
And we've talked about the environmental impact. But how does all of this play out on a global scale?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. Oil is a global commodity,
Okay.
and its production and distribution are influenced by all sorts of things.
Like what?
Political relationships,
Okay.
economic interests. It's a complex web.
So what does that mean for us here in Deer Park?
Well, think about our local economy.
Sure. It's heavily tied to the oil and gas industry.
It is. A lot of people work in those fields.
Exactly. And the price of oil on the global market
Yeah.
directly impacts jobs, investments,
Okay.
even property values here in Deer Park.
It's like a ripple effect.
It is. What happens on the other side of the world can be felt right here.
Right here in Deer Park.
Exactly.
Wow. So,
Yeah.
knowing that, is there anything we can do about it?
Of course. There are things we can do both individually and as a community.
Like what?
Well, we can make choices that reduce our reliance on oil,
Okay.
and those choices can have a real impact.
So, what kinds of choices are we talking about?
Well, there's a lot of talk about alternative fuels these days.
Yeah, solar, wind, all that.
Right. Solar, wind, geothermal, biofuels.
Are those realistic options, though?
They are becoming more and more realistic.
How so?
Well, the technology is constantly evolving.
Okay.
It's getting more efficient and more affordable.
That's good. But what about when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing? That's a valid concern.
Yeah. Can those sources really power everything reliably?
Well, the intermittency of renewable energy is a challenge.
It is.
But there are solutions being developed.
Like what?
Like battery storage.
Okay.
Advanced battery systems that can store excess energy and release it when needed.
So we can use it even when the sun's not out.
Exactly. And as technology keeps advancing, we can expect even more solutions to emerge.
So we need to be thinking long term.
We do. We need to invest in these technologies if we want to move away from oil dependence.
That makes sense. But what about things we can do right now?
Right now.
Here in Deer Park.
There are definitely things you can do.
Like what?
Well, even small changes can make a difference.
Okay.
Like switching to energy efficient light bulbs
or
appliances.
Got it.
Those can reduce your energy consumption.
And what if you're in the market for a new car?
If you're buying a car, consider an electric or hybrid model.
Okay.
We're lucky to have charging stations available right here in Deer Park.
Yeah, we are. So those are some good individual actions.
Yeah, you are.
But what about on a community level?
On a community level.
What can we do as a group?
Well, we could advocate for better public transportation.
Okay.
To make it easier for people to get around without cars.
Makes sense. What else?
We could push for more bike lanes and walking paths.
To make our community more pedestrian friendly.
Exactly.
All right.
And we could support local businesses that are going green.
That are adopting sustainable practices.
Right.
Okay. These are all great ideas.
They are.
And they all tie in with our think and act. Locally theme.
I like that.
So we really can make a difference.
We can. We have more power than we think.
Right here in Deer Park.
Exactly.
But let's be real for a second.
Okay.
Change can be scary.
It can be.
Where do we even start?
One of the most important things is to stay informed.
Okay.
Pay attention to local issues.
Uh-huh.
Attend those city council meetings I mentioned.
Right.
And get involved in conversations about energy and sustainability.
Yeah.
There are organizations right here in Deer Park that are working on these issues.
Yeah.
And they need our support.
The more we know, the better.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The more we understand the challenges and opportunities, the better equipped we'll be to make a difference.
Right. But sometimes talking about oil and energy can get a little heavy.
It can. It's a serious topic.
It is. But it's important to remember the human side of all of this.
I agree. It's about people. The end of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about creating a community where everyone can thrive.
Where people have access to affordable energy, clean air,
right,
and a healthy environment.
Yeah. And that's something we can all work towards together.
We can.
Right here in Deer Park.
Right here.
I love that.
Right.
Brings it back to the heart of what Think and Act Locally is all about.
It does.
Okay. So we've talked about the science, the politics, the environment, and what we could do about it.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle we need to explore.
Okay.
And it's a part that always gets people talking. Conspiracy theories.
Ah, yes, conspiracy theories.
They're everywhere.
They are. They pop up whenever there's something complex or uncertain going on.
And oil definitely fits that description.
Oh, absolutely. It's valuable. It's global. It's shrouded in secrecy.
So let's dive into some of the most popular conspiracy theories surrounding oil.
Okay, I'm game.
Are they total nonsense?
With?
Or could there be some truth to them?
Let's find out.
Okay, let's start with one of the biggest ones.
Okay.
The Iraq War.
The Iraq War.
Was it all about oil?
That's the theory.
That the U.S. invaded Iraq to seize control of their oil reserves.
Exactly. Iraq has massive oil reserves.
Yeah.
And some people believe that the official reasons for the war were just a cover story.
A cover story.
Yeah, to justify taking their oil.
That's a pretty cynical view.
It is. But it's a view that a lot of people hold.
I can see why people might think that oil has been a factor in a lot of conflicts.
It has. It's a valuable resource.
So is there any evidence to support this theory?
Well, it's hard to say for sure. The motivations behind any war are complex.
They are.
It's unlikely that oil was the only reason for the Iraq War.
Okay.
But it's certainly possible that it played a role.
Right. So maybe the Iraq War wasn't entirely about oil.
Right.
But it was probably a factor.
It's hard to deny that.
It makes you wonder how much influence the oil industry has on governments.
It does.
Both here and around the world.
Yeah, that's a big question.
And it ties into another popular conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah. What's that one?
The petrodollar system.
The petrodollar.
Have you heard of that?
I have. It's a fascinating one.
It has something to do with the U.S. dollar being the main currency for trading oil, right?
That's right. The theory is that the U.S. dollar's global dominance is directly tied to its use in oil transactions.
Okay.
So countries that want to buy oil need U.S. dollars,
right,
which creates a constant demand for dollars.
Okay.
And that helps prop up the U.S. economy.
So if countries started trading oil in other currencies,
yeah,
it could weaken the U.S. dollar.
It could. It could undermine American economic power.
Wow. That's a pretty big deal.
It is. And some people believe that the U.S. government will do whatever it takes to maintain the petrodollar system.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, even military intervention.
That's a pretty intense claim.
It is. It's a conspiracy theory, after all.
Right. But it makes you think.
It does.
About the role of oil in global power dynamics.
Absolutely. Oil is a powerful force.
Okay, last conspiracy theory for today.
Okay, hit me.
And this one takes us back to the science of oil.
Okay.
The idea that oil isn't actually a fossil fuel at all.
Yes. We touched on this earlier with the abiotic theory,
right,
which suggests that oil forms naturally within the earth.
But some people take it even further.
They do.
They claim that the whole idea of oil being a limited resource is a hoax.
A hoax.
Perpetuated by big oil companies to keep prices high.
Interesting.
So they're saying we're not actually running out of oil.
That there's plenty to go around.
That would change everything.
It would.
But is there any truth to it?
Well, the evidence for the abiotic theory is still being debated.
Okay.
And most scientists still support the fossil fuel theory.
Uh-huh.
But it's an intriguing idea.
It is. It would change our whole perspective on energy.
It would. If oil is more abundant and renewable than we think.
Right. Then maybe we don't need to worry so much about finding alternative fuels.
Maybe not. But even if there's more oil out there, we still need to be mindful of the environmental impact.
That's true. We can't just keep burning oil without consequences.
Exactly. We need to be responsible stewards of our resources.
And transition to more sustainable energy solutions.
Absolutely.
Well, it seems like we've come full circle.
We have.
We started with the science of oil.
Uh-huh.
Then we talked about the global politics.
Right.
And we even ventured into the world of conspiracy theories.
It's been a wild ride.
It has. What's clear is that oil is a powerful force.
It is. It shapes our lives in countless ways.
Both here in Deer Park and around the world.
Exactly. It's a global force with local impacts.
It's exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a topic that raises a lot of important questions.
It does. About our energy future, our impact on the environment, and what we can do about it.
So what have we learned today?
Well, we've learned that oil is more complex than we might think.
It is. It's not just about dinosaurs and gas stations.
Nope. It's about science, politics, economics, and even conspiracy theories.
Wow, it's about everything.
It is. It's woven into the fabric of our lives.
And it's something we need to be talking about.
Absolutely.
Especially here in Deer Park.
Especially here.
So we'll pick up this conversation next time.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll delve even deeper into the world of oil and explore what it all means for us.
For us right here in Deer Park.
That's right. So until then, keep thinking.
And acting locally.
Yeah. It's a complex web.
So what does that mean for us here in Deer Park?
Well, think about our local economy.
Okay.
It's heavily tied to the oil and gas industry.
It is. A lot of people work in those fields.
Exactly. And the price of oil on the global market directly impacts jobs.
Uh-huh. Investments, even property values here in Deer Park.
It's like a ripple effect.
It is. What happens on the other side of the world can be felt right here.
Right here in Deer Park.
Exactly.
Wow. So knowing that, is there anything we can do about it?
Of course. There are things we can do both individually and as a community.
Like what?
Well, we can make choices that reduce our reliance on oil.
Okay.
And those choices can have a real impact.
So what kind of choices are we talking about?
Well, there's a lot of talk about alternative fuels these days.
Yeah, solar, wind, all that.
Right. Solar, wind, geothermal, biofuels.
Are those realistic options, though?
They are becoming more and more realistic.
How so?
Well, the technology is constantly evolving. It's getting more efficient and more affordable.
That's good. Mm-hmm. But what about when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah. Can those sources really power everything reliably?
Well, the intermittency of renewable energy is a challenge.
It is.
But there are solutions being developed.
Like what?
Like battery storage.
Okay.
Advanced battery systems that can store excess energy and release it when needed.
So we can use it even when the sun's not out.
Exactly. And as technology keeps advancing, we can expect even more solutions to emerge.
So we need to be thinking long term.
We do. We need to invest in these technologies if we want to move away from oil dependence.
That makes sense. But what about things we can do right now?
Right now.
Here in Deer Park.
There are definitely things you can do.
Like what?
Well, even small changes can make a difference,
Okay.
like switching to energy-efficient light bulbs
Oh, okay.
or appliances.
Got it.
Those can reduce your energy consumption.
And what if you're in the market for a new car?
If you're buying a car, consider an electric or hybrid model.
Okay.
We're lucky to have charging stations available right here in Deer Park.
Yeah, we are. So those are some good individual actions.
They are.
But what about on a community level?
On a community level,
What can we do as a group?
well, we could advocate for better public transportation to make it easier for people to get around without cars.
Makes sense.
What else?
We could push for more bike lanes and walking paths.
To make our community more pedestrian friendly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we could support local businesses that are going green.
That are adopting sustainable practices.
Right.
Okay, these are all great ideas.
They are.
And they all tie in with our Think and Act Locally theme.
I like that.
So we really can make a
We
difference.
can. We have more power than we think.
Right here in Deer Park. But
Exactly.
let's be real for a second.
Okay.
Change can be scary.
It can be.
Where do we even start?
One of the most important things is to stay informed.
Okay.
Pay attention to local issues,
Huh?
attend those city council meetings I mentioned,
Right.
and get involved in conversations about energy and sustainability.
Got it.
There are organizations right here in Deer Park that are working on these issues, and they need our support.
The more we know, the better. Absolutely. The more we understand the challenges and opportunities, the better equipped we'll be to make a difference.
Right. But sometimes talking about oil and energy can get a little heavy.
It can. It's a serious topic.
It is. But it's important to remember the human side of all of this.
I agree. It's about people at the end of the day.
Exactly. It's about creating a community where everyone can thrive.
Where people have access to affordable energy, clean air,
Right.
and a healthy environment.
Yeah. And that's something we can all work towards together,
We can.
right here in Deer Park.
Right here.
I love that. It brings it back to the heart of what Think and Act Locally is all about.
It does.
Okay, so we've talked about the science, the politics, the environment, and what we can do about it.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle we need to explore,
Okay.
and it's a part that always gets people talking.
What's that?
Conspiracy theories.
Yes, conspiracy theories.
They're everywhere.
They pop up whenever there's something complex or uncertain going on.
And oil definitely fits that description.
Oh, absolutely. It's
Yeah.
valuable, it's global, it's shrouded in secrecy.
So let's dive into some of the most popular conspiracy theories surrounding oil.
Okay, I'm game.
Are they total nonsense, or
Whoa.
could there be some truth to them?
Let's find out. Let's find out.
Okay. Let's start with one of the biggest ones,
Okay.
the Iraq War.
The Iraq War.
Was it all about oil?
That's the theory.
That the U.S. invaded Iraq to seize control of their oil reserves.
Exactly. Iraq has massive oil reserves,
Yeah.
and some people believe that the official reasons for the war were just a cover story.
A cover story.
Yeah, to justify taking their oil.
That's a pretty cynical view.
It is, but it's a view that a lot of people hold.
I can see why people might think that oil has been a factor in a lot of conflicts.
It has. It's a valuable resource.
So, is there any evidence to support this theory?
Well, it's hard to say for sure. The motivations behind any war are complex.
They are.
It's unlikely that oil was the only reason for the Iraq War, but it's certainly possible that it played a role.
Right. So, maybe the Iraq War wasn't entirely about oil,
Right.
but it was probably a factor.
It's hard to deny that.
It makes you wonder how much influence the oil industry has on governments,
It
both
does.
here and around the world.
Yeah, that's a big question.
And it ties into another popular conspiracy theory,
Oh, yeah. What's that one?
the petrodollar system.
A petrodollar.
Have you heard of that?
I have. It's a fascinating one.
It has something to do with the US dollar being the main currency for trading oil, right?
That's right. The theory is that the US dollar's global dominance
Yeah.
is directly tied to its use in oil transactions. So
Okay.
countries that want to buy oil need US dollars,
Oh.
which creates a constant demand for dollars,
Okay.
and that helps prop up the US economy.
So if countries started trading oil in other currencies,
Yeah.
it could weaken the US dollar.
It could undermine American economic power.
Wow, that's a pretty
Yeah.
big deal.
It is. And some people believe that the US government will do whatever it takes to maintain the petrodollar system.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, even military intervention.
That's a pretty intense claim.
It is. It's a conspiracy theory after all.
Right. But it makes you think
It does.
about the role of oil in global power dynamics.
Absolutely. Oil is a powerful force.
Okay, last conspiracy theory for today.
Okay, hit me.
And this one takes us back to the science of oil.
Okay.
The idea that oil isn't actually a fossil fuel at all.
Ah, yes. We touched on this earlier with the abiotic theory, which suggests that oil forms naturally within the earth.
But some people take it even further.
They do.
They claim that the whole idea of oil being a limited resource is a hoax.
A hoax.
Perpetuated by big oil companies to keep prices high.
Interesting.
So they're saying we're not actually running out of oil.
That there's plenty to go around.
That would change everything.
It would.
But is there any truth to it?
Well, the evidence for the abiotic theory is still being debated. And most scientists still support the fossil fuel theory. Huh. But it's an intriguing idea.
It is. It would change your whole perspective on energy.
It would. If oil is more abundant and renewable than we think.
Right. Then maybe we don't need to worry so much about finding alternative fuels.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
But even if there's more oil out there, we still need to be mindful of the environmental impact.
That's true. We can't just keep burning oil without consequences.
Exactly. We need to be responsible stewards of our resources.
And transition to more sustainable energy solutions.
Absolutely.
I think this has been a really fascinating deep dive.
Me too.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have, from the science of oil formation to the global politics and economics.
And even some conspiracy theories.
It's been a wild ride.
It has. But I think it's important to remember.
What's that?
That all of this stuff has a real impact on our lives.
It does, even here in Deer Park.
Exactly.
Lit.
So what can we do about it?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to stay informed.
Okay.
To educate ourselves about the issues. And then to get involved in our community.
So think and act local.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
Well said. So to all of our listeners out there in Deer Park and beyond.
Yeah.
We encourage you to keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep pushing for a better future.
A more sustainable future.
Yes. And if you found value in today's deep dive, please consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Link in show notes. Until next time, stay curious and thanks for listening.